I'm Elliot Dasher, welcoming you to the second session of the Practice of Direct Awakening. In this session, we will further refine how to work with an overactive mind. Why is this so important? Because a quiet mind is a prerequisite for accessing our full consciousness. Rather than pushing away mental activity or relying exclusively on methods, we will approach the overactive mind through a wise understanding of how the mind actually works. So please close your eyes, find a comfortable position, and listen to this short teaching with focused attention, returning your attention to the teaching whenever it wanders. Focused attention and concentration are practices that also deactivate the brain centers which support the wandering mind, what's called the neural default mode. So please listen to this teaching with awareness and focused attention. You'll get two for one, both a teaching and a mental calming. Look directly at your mind as it is right now. Just look directly, an inward look. Verify that your mental activity, thoughts, feelings, mental images, arise randomly and spontaneously. Just watch your mind and see for yourself whether or not that is the way it happens. Just watching to see whether whatever comes up in the mind comes up spontaneously, randomly, or if there's some person in the back that's arranging the whole thing, which I don't think you're going to find. Take a look more at your mind and further observe it, remembering to stay as the observer, and you'll realize that mental activity naturally arises, displays itself, and dissipates in a brief moment, actually less than 200 milliseconds, just about noticeable to the human mind. Left untouched, random mental activity comes and goes by itself, like a wave rising and falling on the sea. Watch your mind and verify this for yourself, that left alone, thoughts, feelings, and images move on their own. So we can verify that spontaneous mental activity, left untouched, naturally comes and goes quickly on its own. But as we know, that's not what usually happens. When a thought arises in our mind, we quickly latch onto it, react to it, create a story around it, and encourage associated thoughts. We develop an imaginary relationship with our mental activity. In this way, what is naturally a quick mental movement stays active in our mind for extended periods of time. It is our reactions to mental activity that are the actual cause of distraction, not the thought, feeling, or mental image by itself. It's our reaction to it, what we do with it. So look directly at your mind once again and confirm how you relate to mental activity as it arises. Do you enmesh with it, in which case it hangs around, collaborates, gets larger, or do you leave it be, and therefore it comes and goes on its own? Just watch, verify how it works in your mind. It's important for you to learn how the mind works, how your mind works, how thoughts, feelings, and images become distracting when you shift your attention to them and get enmeshed with them. As you understand this, he'll be able to more quickly deal with the activity of the mind in a natural way in which it comes and goes by its own. Now let's begin our formal practice, using once again the two calming practices learned in the previous session. Take a deep breath in, rapidly blow it out, dropping all mental activity. With the expiration, and hold the breath as you rest in the stillness of breath holding. In, out, and drop all the mental activity. And hold, resting in calmness. Remember, this breath holding turns off the brain centers, the neural default mode that supports an active mind. Continue this for the next couple of minutes, progressively stilling the mind. I will comment here and there. To extend the duration and depth of the mental calm, you can extend the duration of the breath holding. You can experience the calm with the breath holding and just take the memory of that into the next in-breath and out-breath and then refresh it with the next hold. This will deepen that calm and stillness. You can use this practice at any time during your formal practice when your mind becomes overactive. You can take breaks with it during the day when it will similarly calm your mind. Now return to the normal breathing so that your breathing is soft, slow, and harmonious. Bring your awareness to the breathing process without any commentary. Simply observe, notice, and witness your breath. There is nothing else for you to do. When a thought arises, acknowledge it and let it go. Practice this for the next 2 minutes. Relax your mind and body. Remain a very passive, neutral awareness, just observing moment to moment with your breath. No commentary. Soft, harmonious breaths, awareness of the breath. Turn your mind when it wanders. If your mind is overly active, return for a few rounds to the sequence of deep breath in, out, and hold. Now progressively let go of the focus on your breath and rest in mental stillness. Even if you're not quite there, just go into stillness. Let your attention shift inward. Take a few moments to make this shift. Based on what we learned in this session, here is your next practice. When a thought, feeling, or mental image arises in your mind, stop. Observe it. Let it naturally dissipate on its own. Do not start a relationship with or identify with whatever arises in your mind. Practice this for the next several minutes. If your mind gets too busy, you can go back to a few rounds of deep breaths and holds. I will comment here and there. Let's practice now for several minutes. Remain as an observer, never grasping, attaching to, or engaging mental activity. Mental appearances naturally take place. That's okay. So you just say to them, okay, so what? Who cares? You're none of my business. What do I have to do with you? And you let them dissipate on your own, and you stay in awareness. Your mind will naturally and progressively slow down as you let mental activity come and go on its own. No sticking to your mind, no holding to anything, just being aware and present, and letting the activity just do its own thing. If you practice this wise approach to mental activity during formal sessions and during your day, you'll find that your mind slows down, there is greater calm and less reactivity in your life. You're more able to let the mind just come and go and do its own thing without being influenced or pulled in by it. So this is your third approach to calming the mind. The first is forced holds after a deep breath and dropping everything out. The second is just observing. It's a neutral and passive observer of the breath as it comes and goes, normal breathing. And the third is working with the mind as you understand it better. That left alone, thoughts, feelings, and images come and go on their own. And you can just remain the observer of them, in and out, just like waves rising and falling in the ocean or clouds moving in the sky. So this is the third and the more subtle method of working with calming your mind. And you can use these three approaches as you need them. The coarsest one, the deep breath in, blowing out and holding when the mind is the noisiest, the observing the breath when it's a little bit stiller, and as a natural training process, allowing yourself to remain the observer and for thoughts, feelings, and images to come and go on their own. So with continued practice, you will learn to be able to experience a naturally calm mind, free from the back and forth of random mental activity. And whenever needed, you can use these three practices in your formal session and for short moments during the day. In the next section, we'll explore the steps in developing an awareness-based practice. I will leave you now, but you may continue practice on your own if you wish.